Blog Talk Radio.
Something that we're going to talk about today affects
just about the entire earth, because most of our people have been misled. Most of our people have been mistaught. Most of our people believe in something that was a fictitious lie. And today, we're going to get down with it today. We're going to break this subject down to the ground. We're going to break this great chapter that's mentioned in Holy Scriptures that many preachers have made a fortune off of, out of lying to you, to me, and our people. And we're not going to even waste time getting into it. Guess what we're going to talk about today? We're going to talk about the great chapter of Isaiah 53. That's right. We're going to talk about Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, a chapter that needs to be expounded upon. A chapter, verse by verse, that need to be broke down to our people. And to be honest with you, to the whole world. So, right now, it's incumbent upon you to pay close attention to not to my words, but the words of the true and living Elohim, so that we can get understanding. And of course, how do we get understanding? Understanding. How do we gain knowledge from the Most High? This is a fundamental thing that we need to have knowledge of. And I'm going to show it to you in the book of Isaiah, the 28th chapter. I highly recommend, if you don't have scriptures, and I hope you do, I hope you have scriptures and you can open them up. I hope you have family members or someone that you know that can pull up a chair and listen to what's going to be taught today. Because we're going to get down. This stuff has our people lost, confused, discombobulated, families separated. And right now, some of our people have died in the ground and didn't even understand who the real Savior was, is, and always will be. They thought it was someone that they thought, because they learned from the back of the Bible, they thought it was him. And must I say, this is why we're in the conditions that we're in today. And in the book of Isaiah, the 28th chapter, the true and living Elohim lets us know, according to the 9th verse, if you want to understand what's going to be taught today, here's the formula that he has given. If we don't go by it, we're going to be snared, we're going to be taken, and we're going to be backwards, as our people are today. The 9th verse of Isaiah, the 28th chapter, this is what it reads. Whom shall he teach knowledge? This is the Creator speaking of the Almighty. Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Here it is. Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Hear a little. Refreshing, yet they would not here. So in other words, he's already gave us that which would give us peace, rest. He said that you may cause the weary to rest. And this is the refreshing. This word of Yahweh would have refreshed our people, and not they would have digressed into idolatry. But they would have been refreshed to know, if they understood how to gain knowledge from the true and living Elohim, and not let someone take a verse out of context and run with it and make a religion out of it and start making a fortune out of it, we would have been refreshed. We wouldn't be in this condition we're in today. We wouldn't even probably be in this land, because we would have knew that every word of Elohim is pure. And it was always and will be a shield unto them that put their trust in him. And he told us, add thou not unto his words, lest he reprove thee, and thou be found a liar. And now I'm going to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt that the people who that have taught our people these lies and deceits are none other than imposters. And as my friend that has passed, the great prophet of the Most High in our time, Moray Elisha ben Israel, the late great, he called them the ambassadors of hell. And that's what they are. These lying preachers, these lying imams, these lying bishops and pastors, and you name it, Kohanes and rabbis and rabbis, they have mistaught our people to the extent that they have become ambassadors to hell. What is hell? Hell is Sheol, the grave. And that's where we're going to go and perish in our sins if we don't turn to the knowledge of the Most High. And he's already told us how to do it. If you want the knowledge of the Most High, he said you got to get it precept upon precept. Precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. But the first step, he said, he gives it to them that are weaned from the milk. You know, as a baby is dependent upon its mama's breast when it's born, and this is the natural way, this is the true way. If most of you women would not like breast cancer, did you know that one of the greatest methods that you could prevent yourself beyond a shadow of a doubt that Yahweh gave us naturally is for a mother to allow her children to suck her breast, just like you see cows and other animals that have their little ones, they suck their breath. This is natural. But guess what? A lot of these things are lost. Many of these things are absolutely lost to us today. And it's only because we have not been trusting in the true and living Elohim, the mighty Yahweh. Yes. So you got to understand, my people, once you know the word of Yahweh, you will know that we have been lied to tremendously. And so that's why we got to listen to every word that proceeds out of his mouth. Every single word that proceeds out of the mouth of Yahweh does man live. That's how we live, by every word that proceeds out of his mouth. So in other words, if we would have trusted in Yahweh, we would not be in the conditions that we're in today. And not just us, but our foreparents would not be in the conditions and would not have to experience the things that our people are experiencing today. So what you must understand, my people, that that's why Yahweh wants to open our minds and our hearts to understand Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Matter of fact, when you go all the way back to understand the words of the Almighty, you'll find that beyond the shadow of a doubt, that the Holy Scriptures never had chapters. Did you know that? The Holy Scriptures never had chapters. On the scrolls that Yahweh gave to his prophets, which they handled, there was no such thing as chapter 49 of Isaiah, chapter 12 of Jeremiah, chapter 15 of Ezekiel. There were no chapters. It was the scroll of the book of Ezekiel, the scroll of Isaiah, the scroll of Jeremiah, the scroll of Zephaniah, the scroll of Obadiah. That's how the original true words of the true and living Elohim supposed to be. So you can understand we would have never been hoodwinked and confused in different chapters, because we had no chapters. So let's understand that first and foremost. That's how we're going to understand Isaiah, the 28th chapter. He said, line upon line, precept upon precept, hear a little and bear a little. Now, seeing that we are going to establish, because I'm going to break down line upon line, that means rule upon rule, precept upon precept, law upon law. That means we are to go to the volume of the book, from Genesis to Malachi. That means we were to read extensively every word that proceeded from the mouth of Yahweh. That's how we would have known. For instance, go to Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, my people. And I'm going to tell you, I'm talking to the whole world. If you want to know the truth about the greatest lie ever told to mankind, then you tune in today, because we're going to break it down. In the book of Deuteronomy, in the 8th chapter, let's look and see what the true and living Elohim lets us know, starting at the first verse. And then we're going right to the book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. This is what it says. All the commandments which I command thee this day shall you observe to do, that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which Yahweh sware unto your fathers. Stop there. Let's stop right here. The scriptures say wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore, get you wisdom. But with all you're getting, get understanding. Now, first of all, he said, all the commandments which I command thee this day, you shall observe to do. Now, why? That, first of all, he said that you may live and multiply and go in and possess the land which Yahweh swear unto your fathers. So, in other words, I see why some of our fathers did not make it in the land. I see why, if you were to study the book of Joshua, the 5th chapter, the Almighty did not allow the men that were 20 years old and upward to enter into that land. Yes, that's right. Only Joshua and Caleb and some teenage boys from 19 on down, and children and women, only went into the land. Joshua and Caleb were the only two men, hear me good, of their whole generation that made it in the land. They were blessed. See, Yahweh had already required that you keep his commandments before you will be able to go in and possess this land. Oh, yes. If you weren't going to keep his commandments, if you're not going to keep his commandments presently, my people, you're not going to go in that land. Because Yahweh doesn't change. He's the same Elohim from the very beginning to the end. He said, I'm the first and I'm the last. And beside me, there's none else. So in other words, y'all, if we want to go in the land, you better stop listening to a lot of brothers and sisters who stray away from Yahweh, and they tell you, well, you can't keep the commandments in captivity. Brother Elkanah, why would you teach that? Why would you teach that you must keep the commandments in a polluted land? We got to go back home first so we can keep the commandments properly. We got to go back home first so we can pay tithes, because tithes was just for the land, which is a lie. Even our father Jacob and Abraham, the records show in Genesis, they paid a tithe and they weren't even in the land of Canaan. So in other words, the way we learn the words of Yahweh is, first of all, it's line upon line, precept upon precept. Hear a little, and what? Bear a little. So we got to go by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh. Second verse. And thou shalt remember all the way which Yahweh thy Elohim led thee these 40 years. And then let's see why. In the wilderness, to humble thee and to prove thee, and to know what is in thine heart, whether thou wilt keep his commandments or no. So the Almighty was merely testing us to see where we're going to keep his commandments. And of course, you know we didn't. So this is what happened. He said, and he humbled thee and suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeded out of the mouth of Yahweh does man live. Hallelujah. So that means, my people, as we go into the book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, right now, wasting no time, I had to show you how you learn knowledge so that when I show you these things, then you would know that they just lied to us when they tried to interpret this chapter to say that this was prophesying of someone dying for our sins. Let's see. Let's start at the first verse of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Because remember, you got to remember some foundations of truth I just gave you. First of all, there were no chapters in the Holy Scriptures. There was only the scroll of the book of all the prophets, Isaiah, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Zephaniah. It made no difference. These were not chapters. They were scrolls, which translates into the word, what you call book. So they just had a rollout scroll of Isaiah, a rollout scroll of Jeremiah. See, it wasn't no chapters, but somebody could take a chapter and take these words, go run off and make a religion out of it, like many people have done. But nevertheless, you would have known that when you look at what they call certain chapters, quote unquote, in chapter 44, chapter Isaiah 43, chapter Isaiah 47, chapter Isaiah 42, and you keep going down in the line, and guess what? In the 48th chapter, you're going to find he's talking to Israel. He's talking about his people. And he's talking about an elite group of his people that are righteous. Not no one individual, And we're going to break that down too. It says, who has believed our report? This is a question. And to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? So in other words, who does the Almighty reveal his arm? And to who, first of all, who in the world going to believe our report? And you know, all you got to do, my people, is just meditate for a minute. As black people in the earth, and how we, as the previous chapter states, he said in the 14th verse of Isaiah 52, as many were astonished at thee, his visage was so marred than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. That means our visage, our image in the world, the black man and woman's image, has been so torn, marred, and spoken against our sisters and brothers, that who would believe the report of a black man? Think about it. Who has believed our report? And to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? Don't you know, my people? It's been revealed to us. Because guess what? Yahweh only gave his word to Israel. If you don't believe me, line upon line, precept on precept. So that means I've got to show you from verses to chapters to other books what he's saying right here. Psalms, the 147th chapter, the 19th and 20th verse, this is what it reads. He said, he showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He has not dealt so with any nation. Now, the word nation translates into the word heathen. That means anyone that is not an Hebrew Israelite by birth is under that category. He didn't give his word to them. So how in the world could we sit under a Japanese minister, a Chinese minister, a African minister, a Arab minister, any Asian minister, and doggone it, sure enough, not no Caucasian minister. But we do. Our people sit under people who Yahweh, right here in Psalms 147, the 19th and 20th verse, is letting you know he don't even show his word to anyone except Israel. He said he ain't even dealt so with any other nation. That's what that means. And as far as his judgments, they have not known them. So let me see who the they is. Praise Yahweh. When he said they have not known him, that includes the white man, the Japanese, the Chinese, the Africans, all the Asians, all the Arabs, all the Edomites, which is in the land today, portraying to be you, the so-called Israelis and the so-called Jewish people. These are heathens. Do you understand? He said he gave his word to Jacob, his statutes and judgments unto Israel. He hasn't dealt so like this with any of the other people that you believing their doctrines. He said as far as his judgment, they don't have no knowledge of them. Now, we're trying to talk about how to get knowledge. First of all, this is who he gives and reveals his secrets to. As it says in the book of Amos, he revealeth his secrets unto his servants, the prophets. And they were all black prophets, Hebrew Israelite prophets. Second verse. For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. And I praise Yahweh because it looks like that we're going to be able to take phone calls after all. Hallelujah. So at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we want you to call this number. Area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number one. We're going to put your question or your comment on the air. We hope the technical difficulties are gone, because that's what it looks like right now. And so at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to put your questions or comments on the air. First of all, second verse of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, and he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He has no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. Let's stop right there. First of all, he said he shall grow up before him, meaning he shall grow up before the Almighty himself, as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. What is a dry ground? I'll tell you what a dry ground is. I'll tell you someone who has no form or comeliness, because I just mentioned in Isaiah the 52nd chapter, the 14th verse, he said his visage was so marred, more than any man, and his form more than the sons of men. You see how these chapters go together? Because there were no chapters. You see how these books and the word of Yahweh come together? Because there was no numbers that separated this. This would have read all together. When you saw in the 14th verse of Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, where it says that his visage, his image, was so marred than any man, and his form as well. Because he's talking about the image of his people. We're just a nigger in the eyes of many. We're just a so-called African-American. And they claim we're lazy. And they talk about us like a dog. And they constantly put us down. They constantly murder us. They constantly discriminate against us. Our image has been so torn, and then I won't even expound too much on our beloved, beautiful daughters of Zion sisters, because they really put them down. But guess what? In the eyes of Yahweh, he loves us, and he wants us to return to him. And Yahweh is letting us know right now, and I'm going to show you, what does it mean to be a dry ground with no form of comeliness. And when our people see us, they don't see no beauty that they would desire us. In other words, that's what he's talking about. He said, when we shall see him. Now, and we're going to get into this about the him, the singular word used here. There is no beauty that we should desire him. That's when it says we is talking about our people in general, has no desire of this servant that's being spoken of. This servant has no form, no comeliness, and he's like a root out of a dry ground. Well, let's define this dry ground. First, we got to go to the book of Isaiah, the 44th chapter. Isaiah chapter 44. Let me show you what a dry ground is. Let me show you what it's going to take for the dry ground to become healed again. It says in Isaiah, the 44th chapter, starting at the first verse, yet now hear, O Jacob, my servant, and Israel, whom I've chosen. Thus said Yahweh that made thee and formed thee from the womb, which will help thee. Fear not, O Jacob, my servant, and thou Yeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water upon him that is thirsty, and flood upon the what? Upon the dry ground. He said, I will pour my spirit upon your seed, upon your descendants, and my blessing upon your offspring. And they shall spring up as among the grass, as willows by the watercourses. And here's the evidence. In the fifth verse, that's going to show you, my people, which is happening right now, that's present, what those, when the water is poured upon them that is thirsty and flood on the dry ground, is going to show you what they're going to do as a result of it. Fifth verse, one shall say, I am Yahweh's, and another shall call himself by the name of Yahakov or Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto Yahweh and surname himself by the name of Israel. Hallelujah. These are the characteristics that the one who's had the dry ground and described as a dry ground, don't you know, my people, this is speaking of the people, the few of our people who finally understand who Yahweh is, who they are, bethink themselves, and remembered the blessing and the curse. They remembered from his word that he said, if you keep my commandments, he said he will bless us. But if we did not keep his commandments, that he would curse us. And in Deuteronomy, the 30th chapter, he said one day, no matter how far he scattered us, he said these blessings and curses will come to our minds. And he said in 1 Kings, the 8th chapter, that if we bethink ourselves in the land of our captivity, Yahweh said he would hear our prayers and supplications that King Solomon prayed to Yahweh. And Yahweh, in the 9th verse of 1 Kings, he granted the prayer. And when that dry ground, get the spirit of the Almighty. Because he said, I will pour my spirit upon your seed and my blessing upon your offspring. And so when he put that spirit on you, it's going to move you to do something that is a great phenomenon. And what is that? You're going to give the white man back his name. You're going to relinquish the name of the slave master and give it back to him. Give it back to him like anyone with some sense. Why would you want to wear the name of your own captors, the one who raped your ancestors, castrated your fathers, hung, tarred, and feathered your ancestors, and you mean to tell me we proudly would want to wear the name of Mr. Brown and Mr. Charlie and Mr. Jones and Johnson and Smith and Culpepper and Box and Weaver and every other name they gave us? When that spirit come on us, we're going to call ourselves by the name of Jacob. And some of us, many of us, which we have done, have surnamed ourselves by the name of Yisrael. Surname is your last name. But when you dry, do you understand, my people? We're thirsty. We are thirsty for the word and the spirit and the knowledge of the Most High. And until we get it, we're going to remain brainwashed. We're going to uphold the names of our slave masters. We won't even consider. Did you hear my word? He said we will not even consider the words that you're listening to right now. And I got to show you that, line upon line. Isaiah, the first chapter, and then we're going to go right back to Isaiah 53. But let's go to Isaiah, the first chapter, and see what thus said Yahweh. Look what Yahweh told us in Isaiah, the first chapter. He said, in the second verse, hear, O heavens, and give ear, O earth, for Yahweh has spoken. He said, I have nourished and brought up children. That's us. We're his children. His children is made of sons and daughters. Stop believing the hype. to believe that one man is being spoken of in Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, that one man is the son of the Creator himself. Yahweh has children. Children is plural. Do we all understand this? Children is a plural word. You notice he didn't say, I just got one begotten son. But he said, I have nursed and brought up children because we are the children of Israel. And they have rebelled against me. He said in the third verse, the ox knoweth his owner and the ass his master's crib. But Israel does not know. My people do not even consider. He's talking to us all. He said, I've nursed and brought up children, and they rebelled against me. The ox knoweth his owner, and a jackass his master's crib. That means he said that a jackass and an ox understands better than our people. He said, an ox knows who his owner is. Our people think Christ owns them. Our people think they can't even get to the Creator unless they go through Christ. Our people believe that he's the way, the truth, and the life. And they don't realize where they got that from. They got it from our way of life. See, the way is Yahweh. And the truth and the light is his laws. And we wore symbols that represented the way, the truth, and the light. They were called the Urim and the Thummim. The priests wore them on their vestures. Do you understand? The Urim and the Thummim represented the light and the truth. And Yah is the way. He is the way, the truth, and the light. And no man get to the Father except through him. Now, I got to give one thing in the New Testament that is true. No nation is going to get to the Creator unless they go through his Son. And you got to see, before I show you and go back to Isaiah 53, you're going to have to see who his Son is. Let's go way back to the book of Exodus. Let's go to Exodus 4 and see who Yahweh, the only one he called his son, as a nation. He called Ephraim his son, firstborn, as a tribe. He called David his firstborn son as an individual. But as a nation, y'all, praise y'all with me right now. The so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth, you are the sons and the daughters of Yahweh. And I'm going to show you something in the book of Exodus, the fourth chapter, what Yahweh told Moses to tell Pharaoh in the 22nd verse. It reads, and thou shalt say unto Pharaoh, thus said Yahweh. And your Bible said, thus said the L-O-R-D in capital letters, every one of them. Capital L, capital O, capital R, and D. That would have been the name of Yahweh on the scrolls. There was no such thing as L-O-R-D and G-O-D in the Holy Scriptures of Yahweh. Yahweh's name is not dog spelled backwards. Yahweh is our Elohim. It says, thus said Yahweh, Yisrael is my son, even my firstborn. And I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. Hallelujah. Now let's think about it. How many of the firstborn sons and daughters of Egypt were killed when the Most High passed over our houses and death hit the firstborn of the Egyptians? Did you know? Not only the firstborn of the Egyptian men, not only the firstborn of the Egyptian women, but guess what? Even the firstborn of every animal they had, all of their cattle. Now, does that represent one? No, that represented the whole nation of Egypt. And when Yahweh said, Israel is my son, even my firstborn, he meant that. And you notice when the scriptures read son, he's speaking plural of a whole nation. But you notice when he spoke of his son, Israel, the nation, you notice in the 23rd verse something peculiar. It says, and I say unto thee, let my son go, that he may serve me. Isn't that something? Now, he's talking about a whole nation of sons and daughters, but yet he said, that he may serve me. And if thou refuse to let him go, isn't that something? He's calling thousands of people him. So your spiritual perceptibility is going to have to take place in this to understand. He said, behold, I will slay thy son, even thy firstborn. Now you notice, you know that he didn't just kill the firstborn son of Pharaoh. Yahweh killed the firstborn of Pharaoh, from the firstborn of the least to the greatest of the Egyptians when he did this, when he put the plague on them. He let us know that he was going to kill all the firstborn in Egypt. And Yahweh did. He did just what he said he would do. Praise Yah. Y'all understand? But guess what he did with us? He passed over our house. Hallelujah. He passed over us. And I praise him for it. Furthermore, let's go back to the book of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. And let's see what thus said Yahweh. Furthermore, the latter part of the second verse says, there is no beauty that we should desire him. So in other words, you're finding out the dry ground is a people that's thirsty. He's talking about how they need to be quenched with truly, as he said, he would pour his spirit upon thy seed. And then he's also speaking of how they would have no form or comeliness, because our image has been practically destroyed as a nation. And you notice, when it comes down to it, most of the people, when they find out that you know that you serve Yahweh only, and that you don't have no one beside him like he commanded us, that you don't believe in the gods of other nations, that you don't believe that any of their gods could have went over the head in the word of Yahweh by dying for your sins when Yahweh tells you this in Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter, the 16th verse. Let's read that law. Here's what Yahweh said. The fathers shall not be put to death for the children. Neither shall the children be put to death for their fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sins. Wow. That is every man shall be put to death for his or her own sins. Therefore, it's impossible. It's impossible for Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, or any books from Genesis to Malachi, which the true and living Elohim speaks in, for him to ever renege and lie and change in time. Because Yahweh gave us a word, line upon line, precept upon precept, in the book of Malachi, the 3rd chapter, to let us know how we could trust him always. Because here's what he said in the 6th verse, that exalts him but denounces us. And here what he said in Malachi 3, verse 6. He said, for I am Yahweh, I change not. Therefore, you sons of Jacob are not consumed. I know they want the world to think that Yahweh has done away with his people, and now he's chosen the Christians. Now he's chosen the Muslims. Now he's chosen the Jehovah's Witnesses. Now he's chosen any of the people or nations of the religions they believe in, their gods, over the one he said that you're not consumed, you're not done away with. That's what that means. You're still here. And here's the proof, 7th verse. He said, even from the days of your fathers, you have gone away from my ordinances. I haven't moved. Yahweh let you know I ain't changed. Seasons change. The weather change. Years change. Do you understand? But Yahweh said he never changes. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. You can depend on someone who changes not. He said, even from the days of your fathers, it's you that have gone away from my ordinance and have not kept them, have not protected them, have not supported and stood up through the test of time of his ordinances. He said, look, return unto me, and I'll return unto you, said Yahweh of hosts. That's the correct order. We return and humble ourselves and bow down to his will, and then he'll hear our prayers and acknowledge us as we want him to acknowledge us. Let's go back to Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, one of the greatest chapters in Holy Scriptures, is so wonderful. Yahweh lets us know the reason why our people don't see no beauty in this is because they're in love with the gods of other people. And Yahweh lets us know this is our history. We've done this in 1 Samuel 8 chapter. It records that they rejected Yahweh as their king. And the people said, we want a king like everybody else. Do you understand? And we're the ones saying that Yahweh is our king. Yahweh is our judge. Yahweh is our savior. And beside him, there's none else. But our people always had a tendency to reject Yahweh and wanted to be like everybody else, wanted to have a religion like everybody else, wanted to dress like, look like, have the same skin color and hair texture as everybody else. You're too ashamed to look like who you are, which is the most beautiful people in the world, and given the greatest, most intelligent laws and statutes and commandments ever given to a people, because this knowledge is superior to all forms of college, collegiate, doctoral. It makes no difference how high you get in the white man's education. His education can't hold a stick to the word of Yahweh, because the word of Yahweh is going to save you when you obey him. and keep his commandments. But trusting in man is going to cause you to lose your salvation. Third verse of Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. He is despised and rejected of men. Now let's get that straight. Wow. Now we're talking. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as if it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. And that's why I had to show you Exodus, the fourth chapter. I had to show you that in the he and the him, everywhere you see he and him, or son, it's not necessarily speaking of one person. And it's not doing it here. Yahweh is speaking of an elite few group of people that he called the remnant. He said they will be despised and rejected. And even overall, as a black nation of people, who is the most hated, despised, and rejected of all the earth right now? The one who built this place, your ancestors, and we to this day help keep Babylon, Egypt, America going. It is us. But guess what? You're still despised and rejected of me. A man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as if it were our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Isn't that something? Let's go to the book of Isaiah, the 49th chapter, and see who is the most despised of all the earth. It says in the 7th verse of Isaiah, the 49th chapter, speaking of his people Israel, thus said Yahweh, the Redeemer of Israel, and his Holy One, meaning Israel's Holy One, to him whom man despises, to him whom the nations abhorred. Abhorred means hate you. To a servant of rulers, kings shall see and arise. Princes also shall worship before, because of Yahweh that is faithful and the Holy One of Israel, and he shall choose thee. Yes, he's going to choose us after all. Despite what we've done to him, he's going to choose us again. How do I know it? Just go to Isaiah, the 14th chapter, starting at the first verse, and see how merciful your Elohim is. This is what it reads. For Yahweh will have mercy on Jacob and will yet choose Israel and set them in their own land. And the strangers, the foreigners, shall be joined with them, and they shall cleave to the house of Jacob. And the people shall take them and bring them to their place. And the house of Israel shall possess them in the land of Yahweh for what? For servants and handmaids. For servants and handmaids. Uh-oh. They're going to be our servants. Uh-oh. They're going to serve us. And they shall take them captives, whose captives they were, and they shall rule over their oppressors. Oh, my goodness. Man, the table's going to turn. Praise Yahweh. Yahweh said the one that's despised and abhorred and hated, the nations, he said, kings are going to see him and arise. Princes is going to worship at their feet because because Yah gonna choose us again. Hallelujah. He gonna yet choose Israel. And he said he gonna put us in our own land. Some of us don't even know that we didn't come from here, because you forgot. We came on slave ships. And some of you all that's making your plans to stay here and let your children get them a good education, a good dose of the heathen's education, and it ain't even jobs out here for them, let alone a business. My people, there is no future in Babylon. This is the words of the latter days. There is no future here. This place is prophesied by Yahweh, your maker, to be destroyed. So when you go back to Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, put some things in perspective. Yahweh is telling you, he's speaking of someone that was despised and rejected of men. Now, some of you all, the first thing you say is, well, see, that was talking about Christ. Christ was despised and rejected, Brother Elkanah. My people, didn't you know? In case you didn't, there were multitudes of people that followed Christ. He often had to cast and run some of them off because it was so many people, according to the story of the New Testament of the Bible, that he could not handle all the multitudes that followed him. Everywhere he went, it says, and he spoke to the multitude. You look up the word multitude and see what you get in the New Testament. That means many people. They didn't despise and reject him. But you want to know who despised and rejected? Just think about our beloved brother in New York City who they just beat to death. A sister, an older sister named Katherine Johnson, right here in Atlanta, Georgia, a few years ago, who they shot 109 bullets in her house, and most of them hit her. And the people, the police officers who did it, only got 11 years and less. A people that have been discriminated against ever since we've been here. A people who have been pimped and robbed and charged the highest prices for the same things. You can go over to the heathens areas and get them for much less. The housing industry that has been sued to this day is because they pried and preyed, P-R-E-Y, on black people that wanted a home but just couldn't possibly afford it after they had those rates, those interest rates that went up and down. And they had the nerve to say, well, they shouldn't have got the house in the first place. And guess where that started? It started with somebody that you called, that's a heathen, your black president. That housing phenomenon that they began to start encouraging our people to just buy all these houses when we should have been building our own, like the law say. It started with President Clinton, who most of our people call the black president. My people, you've never had, not even including Obama, because he's not one of your brothers. You've never had a president that was you. Do you understand? In this country, let's understand, there's no one that has been despised and rejected more than us. There was no one ever, as a whole nation, brought butt naked on slave ships with menstruation, urination, defecation flowing on them boats when they brought us here. They caused us to have many diseases to this day that we carry down in our DNA from generation to generation. Treat them like an animal, like a horse, when they put them on the auction block and sold them. When the babies of the slaves was crying, they had to abandon their babies just to see about master's children. There ain't never, let alone the hangings, let alone the rapes that's got us looking like a speckled bird. let alone the castrations. Do I need to go any further? There has never been anyone in this world that have been despised and rejected more than the so-called African Americans and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth. We want everyone to be patient. We are having a few little technical difficulties because we right now is the time that our phone lines are open. But at this very minute, and I'm hoping that'll change very soon, it seems that a Blog Talk has a technical difficulty in us getting into the system where we can actually answer your calls, but I want you to hang in there. I want you to hold tight on your questions because all you got to do continuously is call area code 323. If you already called and hit the number one, that your question or comment be put on the air, stay right there, stay patient, and believe you me, when it comes on, we're going to put you on. Area code 323-443-7418, hit the number one. When the technical difficulties stop, we're going to put your question or your comment on the air. Furthermore, let's go back again to Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Isaiah, the 53rd chapter. Let's see. No one. And you just read in Isaiah, the 49th chapter, and I haven't even showed you in Leviticus, the 26th chapter. I haven't even showed you what the Most High said. As a result, if we didn't keep his commandments, what he was going to do to us, and how we were going to be hated and despised. Did you know that? Did you know that the Most High said he was going to make sure that people that would be over us was going to hate us? Just read Leviticus, the 26th chapter. Yahweh told us if we didn't keep his commandments, he told us this was going to happen. For instance, he said in the 14th verse in Leviticus, the 26th chapter, but if you will not hearken unto me and will not do all these commandments, and if you shall despise my statutes of your soul, abhor my judgments, so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror, consumption, and the burning ague that shall consume their eyes and cause sorrow of heart, and you shall sow your seed in vain, for your enemies shall eat it. And I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. That means you're going to be murdered. They that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. And if you will not yet for all this hearken unto me, then I will punish you seven times more for your sin. My goodness. And you want to know who despised and rejected and hated and abhorred of all men and more than anyone who was marred and torn and his visage was torn more than any man? That means when it says that, it means than any heathen nation in the world. No man has been done worse than us. No one has been more despised than us. We have the highest rate in the prison population. But guess what? We're at the minority of the numbers where we're scattered. How is that? How is it that we could be the most incarcerated, that we are yet the minority in the nations in which he scattered us? Fourth verse. Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we esteem him stricken, smitten of Elohim, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. home, my people. Do you see? He said he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. Surely he has borne our griefs, fourth verse, and carried our sorrows. Yet we esteem him stricken and smitten of Elohim and afflicted. Oh, my goodness. Now, I say it, which is true, that Yahweh is talking about that small group of elite Israelites who the Most High said that the chastisement of our peace, that means our people's peace, is upon him, that few. How do I know this? Remember, the chastisement of our peace. He was bruised for our iniquities and wounded for our transgressions. Our people would say this. Well, guess what? All you got to do is go to another prophet named Jeremiah. Go to Jeremiah. Go to the 30th chapter and see what thus said Yahweh. In Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, let's see what thus said Yahweh. Jeremiah, the 30th chapter, let's see what the true and living Elohim is trying to tell us. This is what it says. Now, this is deep. Yah said in verse 12, getting right to it, for thus said Yahweh, thy bruise is incurable. He's talking to his people. And thy wound is grievous. Why? Because here's what Yah said in the 10th verse. Therefore fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, said Yahweh, neither be dismayed, O Israel. See, he's still talking to his servant Israel. You notice he didn't say Christ. For lo, I will save thee from far, and thy seed, your descendants, from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and shall be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. For I am with thee, said Yahweh, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee, but I will correct thee in measure, and I will not leave you altogether unpunished. Now you can understand, he's talking to Israel, and he's letting us know, our people. He's letting us know, thus said Yahweh in the 12th verse of Jeremiah 30, thy bruise is incurable. Your bruise, Israel. Stop always thinking that the soap opera lies of your enemies is true. He's talking to you. He's talking to Israel. He said, and your wound is grievous. There is none to plead your cause that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. He said, all thy lovers have forgotten thee. They seek thee not, for I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. And it looks like we're going to be opening the lines up in about 1 minute. I'm going to read this verse, and this is what it says. Why criest thou for thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. I have done these things unto you. I did this to you. I'm the one who put a wound on you like an enemy. The chastisement of a cruel one. I'm the one who bruised you. I'm the one who wounded you because you didn't want to keep my laws and my statutes and my commandments. Now just think about it. In Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, Yahweh lets us know beyond the shadow of a doubt when he said he was wounded for our transgressions in the fifth verse. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. He was talking about his servant Israel. And we're going to open the phone lines up right now. We're going to see if we can't get to area code 708. Shalom, shalom, you're on the air. Area code 708. Area code 708. Okay, well, we're going to go to area code 803. Shalom, shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray.
Praise the mighty Yahweh, my brother. How you doing, Brother Glenn?
I'm all right, Moray Elkanah. I'm doing
praise,
all right.
Praise the mighty Yahweh. Good to hear your voice.
Good to hear you too, Moray. I just wanted to tell you what a good program we're having, and I had a question I wanted to ask you.
Yes, sir.
If you're a Hebrew Israelite and you have an organization, and someone wants to donate money, do you have to know exactly who's donating that money to you, or say if a person was anonymous, would they be able to donate money? I mean, would you be able to receive anonymous money, not knowing whether, you know, if that money was blood on it or anything? Would you be able to do that?
Well, what we would do, if truly somebody sent money to the House of Israel and they didn't put no name or anything on it, then we would try to do research. That's what we would do. Before we even deposit most of the things, sometimes we have people that either forget to put their name on some things when they send it through the internet or whatever, but we try to do the research to find out who it is that's sending the money so we can accredit that and put it in our records. But yes, we do inquire concerning whoever's sending the money. If we certainly do. If it was somebody that did it anonymously, and we try to do research on that.
That's right, that's right. I just wanted to ask you that question and, tell you what a wonderful program it is. Delight to hear, you know, this Isaiah 53, and, you know, I'm not going to hold up the phone lines. I know other people want to get in as well, so shalom, shalom. May Yahweh bless and keep you more. Thank you.
Well, praise Yahweh, brother. I love you, Brother Glenn. You're sounding real strong, and praise Yah that he's recovering you and making you strong and healthier. Tell your lovely wife we love them, and may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep y'all, okay?
Okay, Moray. Thank you. We're going to stay on the line, all right?
All right. We're going to keep you on. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Praise Yahweh. We're going straight to area code 678. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray. How you doing?
How you doing, my beloved brother Yekesquel? How you doing?
I'm all right. How about yourself?
Oh, man, I'm doing great. Doing great, praise Yahweh.
I was calling in to tell you, you got a dynamic subject going on. But, Moray, I thought Isaiah 53 was supposed to be talking about Christ.
Well, let's put it this way. Isaiah 53 is talking about Christ. He just ain't the right Christ. Christ means anointed. And that's who the Almighty is speaking of, is anointed children that would be righteous, that would stand in the gap for their people. But, of course, it ain't talking about the Christ of the New Testament, or the so-called anointed of the New Testament. That's why people have been believing that he was the one, but they don't realize
right.
Yahweh lets us know that this is someone who was bruised for our iniquities. And then he also says the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we're healed. And that's what the righteous, that's what they have learned to accept. They have learned to accept the punishment. They've learned to accept the stripes. And so, in other words, that's who he's speaking of. But he's not speaking about the New Testament, because he didn't even want to feel the cup of death. He didn't even want no stripes. He was praying like a little sissy that you take the cup from him.
That's right. That's right. You know, because you know our brothers, the Christian brothers and sisters, they come, oh, that's Christ. They talking about Christ, and you tell them, you know, that's not talking about Christ. And they look at you like you're crazy. If you want to fight you, don't want to hear from you. But I just call and let you know there's a dynamic show you got. And may the Most High continue to be with you and Elder Yanis. We love you all.
And we love you and Yael and the family too. May Yahweh bless and keep you. Love you, brother. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Praise ye, Yahweh. We're going right to another area code 678. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom,
all right. Hey, shalom, my beloved sister. How you doing?
I am doing excellent. Praise be to the Most High Yahweh. Just wanted to let you know I enjoyed the program as usual, because you bring the truth with us, says Yah. And I hope that, as usual, that so many of our brothers and sisters will listen and consider. And I want to tell you and my sister that I love y'all and I miss you all.
Well, we sure miss you and Queen Elder Hadiah this past Saturday. I just want y'all to know, so can't wait till y'all get back in town.
Yes, sir. We'll be there soon.
All right. Well, praise Yahweh, and we love you all, too. And may the Holy One of Israel bless and keep y'all.
Yes, sir. You too. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom, my good sister. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And we're going to try area code 708 one more time. Shalom, shalom, area code 708.
Morey?
Yes, I got you. Is this brother Josiah?
Yeah, shalom, shalom, Morey. Yeah, my phone
shalom.
Was kind of acting up again.
That's okay. That's all right. We got you on, my brother.
Yeah, I just want to say, Morey, you bring the heat every time, every Sunday, bring the truth, the word of Yah, what thus says Yah says only, the word of Yah only. And
hallelujah.
I just want to say, continue bringing the truth. Isaiah 53 is talking about his servant, Israel, the so-called black man and black woman of North American hemisphere, scattered everywhere. That's who his children are. His Mashiach, his firstborn. That's who he's talking about. You know, it's not this so-called idol that everyone was referring to. He's talking about his servant, Israel. And I just want to tell our people that Yah speaks with to his servant. He speaks to us in singular, and he speaks with us in plural. So we need to understand that wisdom and get understanding. That's how Yah speaks to us. So I just want to say, continue your job in bringing the word of Yah to our people and your wife. And I just want to say, may Yah bless you and keep you always. And I'm gonna say shalom.
Shalom to you, beloved brother Josiah. We love you. May Yahweh bless you to live forever, brother. Stay strong, stay knowledgeable like you are, and I praise Yahweh for you. Shalom, shalom.
All right, shalom, Morey.
Praise Yah. We thank the Almighty for all of our callers so far. I know we had technical difficulties earlier, so if it was anyone that didn't get to make their comments or their questions, you still got about 6 minutes. You call area code 323-443-7418. Hit the number 1. We're going to put you immediately, your question or comment, on the air. But in the meantime, we're going back to Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, as looks like we got another caller, area code 919, before we start reading. Shalom, shalom, you're on the air.
Hey, praise the mighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. What's going on?
Praise the mighty Yahweh, my beloved brother. How you doing, Elijah? Praise Yah.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'm doing good. All praise to Yahweh, man. I just wanted to magnify Yahweh with the saints. And I just wanted to also make a comment on the first verse. It say, who have believed our report?
Oh, man.
And to whom is the arm of Yahweh revealed? And see, that's a real peculiar question because everybody in their mama trying to say it's Christ. But see, the truth is, everybody believes the report that Christ died for our sins.
Yeah.
The majority of the world think that Christ died for our sins. So how can you even relate and incorporate that verse to Christ? Because, like I said, once again, Christianity is the largest religion on the face of this earth, period.
Yes.
And I just praise Yahweh because, like I said, in Hosea chapter 1, verse 10, it says, in the place where it was said unto them, you are not the people, there it shall be said unto them, you are the sons. That go back to that where the Most High got sons and daughters. He said, you are the sons of the living Elohim. So, it's all consistent. We the people. Wake up. Hallelujah. And just smell the coffee. Matter of fact, don't smell the coffee. Smell the law. You know what I'm saying? So, praise the mighty God, man. That's all I wanted to say, though. And may the Lord bless and keep you and your family.
You too, Elijah, and I love you very much. May the Holy One of Israel bless and keep you. You're right on the money, brother. Love you. Shalom, shalom. Okay.
Shalom. One.
Praise Yahweh. We got another column all the way from area code 832. Shalom, shalom. You on the air.
Shalom, Moray. This is Elder Ripka. How are you today?
Oh, shalom, Elder Ripka. Queen, how you doing?
I'm doing great, and I'm enjoying your program, and I thank you so much for making me understand Isaiah 53. I really appreciate it.
Well, praise Yahweh, sister. I believe you me. When I meditated on it, you definitely was one of the reasons I had in mind to talk about it, because I do remember you had asked this in the class, and the Almighty led me to teach what I taught yesterday, and I know I never got to it, so no doubt about it, and you can rest assured. It looks like when I return back live for my next broadcast, I'm gonna have some more things to say about Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, because I realize I haven't even got a chance to read some of the other verses. So I'm glad you got whatever you got, and I just give all honor and praise to Yahweh, and I'm so glad you called.
Yes, praise the mighty Yahweh, and I'll be looking forward to next Sunday.
Shalom. Shalom, shalom. Love you, sister. Take care.
Love you, too. Shalom.
Shalom. Praise ye Yahweh. Well, my goodness, this has been a power-packed broadcast full of people making exaltations to the true and living Elohim. And furthermore, I'm going to try to see how far I can go, and I might have to extend this a few minutes because I do want to go ahead and try to read these verses out and put it in the true synopsis and understanding is appropriate for it. This is what it says in the sixth verse of Isaiah 53. All we sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way. And Yahweh has laid upon him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. Think about it. And if you stay online, I'm going to try to stay over a few minutes. If you stay on the phone line, if you call area code 323-443-7418, you will get a chance to hear after 5 o'clock, the few minutes that I'm going to remain on. But you can't not be online. You have to call that number, area code 323-443-7418. And there's 1 minute left to call that number, or you won't be able to listen in afterwards. It says, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before his shears is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison in judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. Now you think about it, my people. It says he was oppressed and afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. And they tried to have the nerve to equate this chapter to the coward that was recorded in the book of Isaiah, or excuse me, must I say the coward that's recorded in the New Testament of the Bible in Matthew's, the 26th chapter, and I want you to turn there. But in the meantime, looks like we got another caller in area code 912. And we're going to go right to the phone line. Shalom, shalom. You're on the air.
Shalom, shalom, Moray.
Hey, my beloved sister. How you doing?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
I'm wonderful, sister. Wonderful. Praise Yahweh.
I was just calling to give you a comment that I'm enjoying the program, and I'm definitely getting a lot of questions answered to what I was, didn't understand. So I'm so glad,
yes,
about
ma'am,
what you're bringing. You're bringing that really clarity for us who's, has joined and finding out the truth, and we are just so thankful that you're doing this because Yahweh is definitely waking up Jacob, and it's a wonderful thing that's going on around this atmosphere.
Hallelujah, sister. Well, I give all praise and honor to Yahweh, and I love you for what you said because I love when Yahweh allows me to be used on his behalf. That's what we were all created for. So I just praise Yahweh for it. I'm glad you're enjoying and understanding what thus said Yahweh. That makes me happy for you, too.
Yes, thank you. I just wanted to say thank you so much. We appreciate it. And praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah. Love you. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom. I'm
praise the mighty Yahweh. We're into an extra few minutes, and we're going straight to Matthew, the 26th chapter, to see where it says he opened not his mouth. Now, we know good and well this got to be talking about us. There's nobody that's been done as bad as our people have been done. And we find out that in most cases, the servants of the Almighty, they know not to complain. The servants of Yahweh that he's speaking of in Isaiah, the 53rd chapter, despite all the discriminations of our people, the servants of Yahweh, they don't march on the streets to protest for discrimination. They don't do that. They don't beg for reparations. They don't do any of those things as our people do that just don't know what's going on. Because guess what? They've accepted the punishment. Like in Yahweh told us in Leviticus, the 26th chapter, starting at the 39th and 40th verse, they've learned to accept the punishment so they don't open their mouth to protest. We already know why we're in the conditions we're in today. We already know why Yahweh allowed all the hangings and slavery. We already know why Yahweh allows the discrimination and exploitation and subjugation. We're very educated in the word of Yahweh to understand this is the servant that's mentioned in Isaiah 53, so he don't open his mouth. But let me show you a fag, punk, sissy, I could go further than that. Somebody who didn't even want to do what the world claiming he done willingly. Here's what it says in Matthew's, the 26th chapter. You got to see it for yourself. It can never be too often emphasized, starting at the 36th verse. Then cometh Christ, J-E-S-U-S, with them unto a place called Gethsemane. And this is when he was supposedly trying to get out of dying, y'all. Not like Moses in Exodus, the 30th chapter and the 32nd chapter. When the people made the golden calf, Moses boldly said, Yahweh, if you won't forgive their sin that they did when they made this calf, just blot me out, I pray thee. Kill me. Blot me out of the book that you wrote for life. Just kill me for these people. And, of course, Yahweh didn't do it. Because every man dies for his own sins. Hallelujah. Yahweh let Moses know, he that have sinned against me, him is the one that I'm going to blot out of my book. I'm not going to kill you because these people don't want to do right. I'm not going to do that. I don't kill innocent people for wicked people like the Christians believe, like the nations have told our people, that he will kill the most innocent person in the world, supposedly, for the sins of the world. Yahweh don't operate like that. Abraham asked them in Genesis, the 18th chapter, would you kill the righteous with the wicked? Abraham said, that be far from you, Yahweh. You ain't like that. Won't the judge of all the earth do right? Please, y'all. Sodom and Gomorrah, you won't kill righteous people if it's 50 righteous there, if it's 40 righteous, if it's 30 or 20 or 10. You're not going to do that. You're the judge of the earth. And y'all said, if I find 40, if I find 30, if I find 20, 10, or 1, I'll spare the place for their sake. If it's righteous people there, what Yahweh was saying was, I'll let the wicked stay there for the sake of that righteous person. And that's the only reason why America's still standing, because there got to be some righteous here. With all the homosexuality and lesbianism and murders and thievery and robbery that you see and experience and murders and everything else and abominations here, don't you know it got to be some righteous here for this place to stand? Because if it wasn't, Yahweh would have no need for this place. He would have destroyed it. That's why it's important that you return to him and keep his commandments and drop the false gods of your enemies in the garbage where they belong. And in Matthew, the 26th chapter, in the 37th verse, as we begin to close this broadcast, he took him with Peter and two sons of Zebedee and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then said he unto them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed. This is Christ now. Oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, as I will, but as thou will. And he cometh unto his disciples and findeth them asleep and said to Peter, what, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. And he went again and the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, may not this cup pass away from me? I don't want to die. Except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Isn't that something? You mean to tell me the people go and send their children to church, send their children to the Muslim mosque, send their children to hear of somebody who didn't even want to die for their sin, went and prayed 3 times to please take this cup from me. I don't want the cup of death. I don't want to drink out of it. Oh, my people, let us learn. Let us learn from this. On behalf of the entire house of Israel of Atlanta, my people, Yahweh loves you, and so do we. Praise the mighty Yah. Shalom, shalom.